You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Governor Mike DeWine announced plans today to reopen restaurants and salons. Salons and barbershops can open May 15th, and restaurants can open for outdoor dining the same day. Indoor dining can begin a week later. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into this story, and she joins us now. Paige, what are the details of this move?
Business owners collaborated with health workers to come up with the best practices to open businesses back up. Restaurants and bars will have to kind of adjust their floor plans to accommodate social distancing. 10 people or less will be seated together. Tables need to be 6 feet apart or have some sort of physical barrier in between. Some employees will be required to wear masks, and bars or open spaces can put in tables so that they can make sure that people are properly social distancing. DeWine says he wants to move forward very carefully in hopes that we won't have to kind of pull back again.
If we take things for granted in a month, 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now, things are not going to go the way we want them to go.
So how are restaurateurs responding to this new order?
So I talked to Joe Galati. He's the co-owner of Commune, which is a small restaurant on Parsons Avenue in Columbus. He says they're not going to open right away. They're planning to take it slow. Maybe they'll open in June. He says as a small restaurant, it's going to be difficult to figure out how to do social distancing while also making ends meet.
If you assume that you're only doing half the amount of seating, how do you make that work in a business sense? If your business running at full steam is probably, you know, just able to pay the bills and have a little bit left over.
But he says he is more worried about guests and COVID-19 than he really is about the restaurant staff.
Restaurants and bars, we're highly regulated. You know, like we're meant to deal with, you know, how to stop the spread of, you know, foodborne illnesses, like all these things. So it's like, you know, the odds of our staff giving anyone something is actually low. It's more of like we're likely to get something from guests.
He says he won't be afraid to ask people to leave if they aren't abiding by the restaurant's rules.
Barbershops and salons can also open starting next Friday. What will be different about those businesses going forward?
They're going to ask people to social distance, asking clients to wear masks, which could be made mandatory depending on the salon. I talked to Melanie Guzzo. She is the owner of Virtue Salon in Clintonville. Virtue is planning on opening May 18th, she says, and they have a lot of plans in place.
We do have barriers that we ordered that are vinyl, like waterproof, disinfectable barriers that are going to hang from our ceiling between some of our stations because our stations are kind of very specifically placed and they can't be moved.
She says they will be asking clients to wear masks. They'll also be taking client temperatures and doing extra cleaning. She says the financial hit of being closed the last couple of months, coupled with the cost of having to start up again, is going to be really difficult on salons.
There's tons of little bills that keep adding up. And then not to mention, we had to place several thousands of dollars of orders for just product and hair color and PPE in order to be ready for reopening. And that's hard when we have no income as well.
Many Democratic lawmakers have been against this reopening plan. They're arguing for a slower approach. You know, what did DeWine have to say about safety?
Yeah, so DeWine definitely acknowledged the fact that this is a risky move and that risks will rise because of reopening.
The more contacts that we have, the more that we do, the more risk there is.
He says he expects all of the numbers to go up because of this and acknowledges that this is really a gamble, but it's one that we're able to make right now, he says, because of all of the precautionary measures that we took to flatten the curve in Ohio.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Claire.